Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today is bright and sunny across most of Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies with warm temperatures, perfect for those spending time outside. Meanwhile, Jerusalem remains mild, with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, sunny spells continue throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, two seriously injured and one lightly injured from a Hezbollah drone strike in Rosh Hanikra. That's from Mariv, just in. Also, a vessel seized off UAE's Fujairah is heading toward Iranian waters. The UK Maritime Trade Operations reported this earlier today. Also this hour, Israel-Lebanon talks focus on peace efforts despite tensions with Hezbollah. This is according to I-24 News from earlier today. Separately, former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios reported this development earlier today. And finally, the Israel Foreign Ministry condemned the Hezbollah drone attack on civilians today. This was their statement from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens posted just minutes ago that the British Maritime Trade Center reports have hijacked a ship near the port, now en route to Iran. Gal G, an Israeli advocate, expressed concerns online about the risks of speaking up on sensitive issues, sharing worries over safety. The Israel Foreign Ministry wrote earlier today condemning Hezbollah's drone attack, highlighting it as a ceasefire violation targeting civilians. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the drone strike in Rosh Hanikra, two individuals are in serious condition after an explosive drone from Hezbollah hit the area. This incident underscores the ongoing tensions along the northern border. According to Mariv, the attack further complicates the fragile ceasefire situation. Turning to the vessel near Fujairah, unauthorized personnel have taken control of the ship. The UK Maritime Trade Operations revealed this incident as a significant security concern in the Persian Gulf. The vessel's movement toward Iranian waters raises tensions in the region, affecting maritime trade routes. Meanwhile, peace talks between Israel and Lebanon continue. Despite Hezbollah's actions, leaders aim to progress discussions. I-24 News reported the talks focus on establishing peace independently of Hezbollah's influence. This dual approach aims to stabilize the region diplomatically. Separately, former President Trump's ceasefire announcement introduces a temporary halt to hostilities. As per Axios, this move is diplomatically sensitive for Israel, but could open doors to broader peace negotiations involving Iran. In earlier reporting, the Israel Foreign Ministry condemned the drone strike, highlighting the threat to civilians. Such attacks undermine peace efforts and exacerbate regional instability. On the economic front, first, the IDF is now producing drones independently, according to Walla Business. This move aims to increase capabilities and reduce reliance on external suppliers. Separately, Cisco is cutting 4,000 jobs with expected layoffs in Israel. Ynet Business reports this restructuring focuses on shifting resources to AI and other tech areas. And finally, Walt customers face disruptions as the app crashed just before peak ordering hours. Mariv Business highlighted the impact on food delivery services, leaving many without their expected orders. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.